here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 21st of March, 2009. It's the birthday of one of the greatest modern Arab poets, Nizar Kabani, born in Damascus, Syria, 1923. His father owned a chocolate factory and supported the resistance of Syrian guerrillas who were fighting against the French mandate, and for this the father was put in prison on various occasions. When Nizar was 15, his older sister committed suicide rather than marry a man she did not love. And Nizar Kabani would devote much of his writings to championing romantic love and urging women to break the constraining bonds of the traditional roles that Arab society set out for them. He said, "Love in the Arab world is like a prisoner, and I want to set it free. I want to free the Arab soul, sense, and body with my poetry." His first book came out when he was 19, entitled The Brunette Told Me. It contained many erotic poems. It was controversial in conservative Syrian society. After law school, he started a career as a diplomat. He served Syria in Cairo, Istanbul, Beirut, Madrid, London, and in China, kept on writing poetry during those years. Wrote many love poems. Nizar Kabani wrote a poem, "My lover asks me, what is the difference between me and the sky? The difference, my love, is that when you laugh, I forget about the sky." Nizar Kabani wrote, "Light is more important than the lantern, the poem more important than the notebook, and the kiss more important than the lips. My letters to you are greater and more important than both of us. They are the only documents where people will discover your beauty and my madness." His wife was killed in Beirut, 1982, by a bomb set off by pro-Iranian guerrillas during the Lebanese Civil War. A devastating tragedy to him, and he blamed, he said, the entire Arab world for her death. Left Beirut after that, moved to Europe, never remarried, continued to be a prolific poet, published about 40 volumes over the course of his 50 years of writing, and died of a heart attack at the age of 75. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Cooker, entitled "Poem on a Line" by Anne Sexton. We are all writing God's poem. Today, the sky's the soft blue of a work shirt washed a thousand times. The journey of a thousand miles begins with a single step. On the interstate, listening to NPR, I heard a Hubble scientist say, "The universe is not only stranger than we think, it's stranger than we can think." I think I've driven into spring as the woods revive with a loud shout, redbud trees, their gaudy scarves flung over barks, bare limbs. Barely doing 60, I pass a tractor trailer called Glory Bound, and aren't we just? Just yesterday, I read Lee Poe, "There is no end of things in the heart." But it seems like things are always ending. Vacation or childhood, relationships, stores going out of business, like the one that sold jeans that really fit. And where do we fit in? How can we get up in the morning knowing what we do? But we do. Put one foot after the other. Open the window. Make coffee. Watch the steam curl up and disappear. At night, the scent of phlox curls in the open window, while the sky turns red violet, lavender, thistle, a box of spilled crayons. The moon spills its milk on the black tabletop for the thousandth time. Poem on a Line by Anne Sexton, We Are All Writing God's Poem, by Barbara Cooker from her collection Line Dance, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.